you. It's good to see you. Go ahead and sit down. I'll tell you what. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sit down. All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're all insane, every one of you. You're all insane. Hey, we have a problem down here. We have two guys on one side and two girls on the other side. The girls right now are looking terrified. Not them. And the guys are going, okay, yeah. Hey, take a girl on a date and pay for it. All right, take a girl on a date. Good job, Rocco. All right. We still have one girl over there. Hey, I found my wife at Hiles Anderson College. I came here as a freshman and a long time ago. And I came to here, and man, I'll tell you what. Look, young man, find a wife here. Find a wife here. I saw my wife. She worked in the dining hall, and she was cleaning tables. And I looked at her and said, wow, there's a real babe in Christ. Amen. I asked her out for a date and I was shocked. She said, yes. Try it, fellas. They will say yes occasionally, okay? And ask a girl out. Now my wife and I have been married almost for 40 years. We've been married a long time, having a great time. And my wife, by the way, Mrs. McSpadden, said, please tell all the students hi. So hi from Mrs. McSpadden, all right? Yeah. Colossians chapter 3. Brother Allen, what part of Arkansas are you in? Where's that close to? Little Rock, okay. My dad grew up in Batesville, and I have family all over down there, relatives down there, so man, good to have some folks from Arkansas, some Razorbacks here, amen. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. My message today is Christ in all. Christ in all. You know, the thing is it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus Christ. Everything that we do and everything that we say, it's all about him. It's not about us at all. When you go knock on doors this weekend, it's not about you building a bus route. It's about Jesus Christ and bringing people to him. And when you go out this week and you knock on a door, you're not about you to try to win them over. You need to introduce them to Jesus Christ, because that's who they need to meet. Amen. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about us at all. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. told a story about he was having a testimony time in a church, and one old fella sitting in the back, probably way back where Brother Penn's is sitting back there, and one old fella, he was trying to get up, and he couldn't, and he trying to get up, and he couldn't, and Brother Jones was watching him. He's trying to get up, and he couldn't. He finally grabbed the pew in front of him, and he stood up, and he said, Brother Jones, he said, Dr. Bob, my wife has passed away and gone to heaven. My children are all grown up and gone. He said, I'm just at home all by myself. I don't have much. I guess all I have is Jesus. And he sat down. They went on with the testimony time, and the old man started trying to get up again. He watched him, Dr. Bob watched him as he's trying to get up again, and he finally grabbed the pew and stood up again, and he said, "You know, Dr. Bob, after thinking about it, Jesus is all I need. I'm okay." And you know what? Jesus is all we need. Somebody was telling a little child, they said, Psalm chapter 1, Psalm 23 and verse 1, and it said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want." And he said, "You got it wrong, but you know the truth of the matter is the Lord is our shepherd, and he is all we need, and he is all we want. And if you have Jesus Christ, you have everything that you're going to need." You know, Christ is all and in all. He's all we need. He's in all we need. And if Christ is not in it, we don't need it. Hello? If Christ isn't in it, we don't need it. Hello? Anybody with me now? If Christ isn't in it, we don't need it. Amen? I don't need the world. I don't need the people. I don't need what's going on in this world. I have Jesus Christ. And if Jesus is in it, that's all we need. Amen? Jesus Christ in all. But the Bible says here, Christ in all. Let me just bring some things to your attention here this morning. First of all, Christ in all the Bible. He is in all the Bible. You know, you will find Jesus in the Bible. You'll find him starting in Genesis and all the way through the book to Revelation. Jesus is throughout the entire scripture. And by the way, it's all about him. Hello. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's from the beginning to the ending. Christ is everything in the Bible. And the Bible is all about Jesus Christ. Are you watching me now? Follow with me here. Jesus said in John chapter 5 and verse 39, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." There was a young preacher that asked an old preacher, "What should I look for when I'm studying the Bible?" An old preacher said, "Look for Jesus. You'll never understand the portion of scripture until you find Jesus in it." Because Jesus is throughout all the Bible. Look, you hold in your hand the eternal word of God right here. You hold in your hand the written word of God right here. You hold in your hand a book that tells you everything about Jesus, because as you read through it, he's in every part of it. Jesus is in every bit of it, every chapter, every verse. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about lifting him up. My soul, when you read your Bible, look for Jesus in there. He is in all of the Bible. Jesus was walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and the disciples didn't recognize him after the resurrection. But in Luke chapter 24 and verse 27, the Bible says, "And the beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself." That's amazing. Jesus took these guys and said, "Look, let me walk you through scripture and tell you what it's saying about me." Isn't that a wonderful thing? Hey, in your Bible, you have Jesus in that Bible, and Jesus is in the Bible, and he's in every part of the Bible. In Genesis, Jesus is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's a prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he's the commander, the captain of the Lord's armies. In Judges, he's our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, he's the seed of David. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. And when somebody gets saved this weekend, he's up there with the Lamb's Book of Life, putting a new name in that book. Amen. He's our faithful scribe. Hey, Jesus is in all the Bible today. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of everything broken. Whatever in your life is not right, Jesus can fix it. Amen. Whatever is broken, he can heal it. You have a broken heart today, Jesus can heal your broken heart. Hey, he can fix anything that needs to be fixed. Hey, in Esther, he's our advocate. In Job, he's our ever-living redeemer. In Psalms, he's our shepherd. In Proverbs, he's our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he's our meaning for life. In the Song of Solomon, he's the loving bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, he's our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the glorious God. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fire. In Hosea, he's the faithful husband. In Joel, he's the outpourer and the giver of the Holy Spirit. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's our judge and savior. In Jonah, he is the risen prophet. In Micah, he is the ruler of the world from Bethlehem. In Nahum, he's our stronghold. In Habakkuk, he's the watchman. In Zephaniah, he's the mighty to save. In Haggai, he's the restorer. In Zechariah, he's the branch of David, the one pierced for us. In Malachi, he is the son of righteousness. Hey, Jesus is in all the Bible when you go through it. Hey, in Matthew, he's the king of the Jews, the Messiah, the Christ, the son of the living God. In Mark, he's the servant and the miracle worker. In Luke, he's the baby in the manger and the son of man. In John, John, he's the Son of God and the living word, the way, the truth, and the life. In Acts, he's the Savior of the world. In Romans, he's a justifier. In 1 Corinthians, he's the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, he's our comfort. In Galatians, he's our liberty. In Ephesians, he's the head of the church. In Philippians, he is our joy. In Colossians, he's our completeness. He keeps everything together. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, the coming King, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Even so come. In Thessalonians, he's our coming King. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he's our mediator. In Philemon, he's our benefactor. In Titus, he's a blessed hope. In Hebrews, he's our perfection. In James, he's the power behind our faith. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's the chief shepherd. Shepherd, I can't talk. He's the chief shepherd. Don't laugh at me. You'll get old one of these days. You won't want people laughing at you. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's our chief shepherd and the chief cornerstone. In 1, 2, and 3 John, he's our truth and everlasting life. In Jude, he's the foundation of our faith. In Revelation, he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is in all the Bible there. You cannot go to a place in the Bible that you will not find Jesus. He's in there. Jesus Christ in all the Bible. It is Jesus is the living word of God. The Bible is the written word of God. If you read the Bible through and you miss Jesus Christ, you miss the purpose for the Bible. And if you have Jesus and you don't read the Bible, you're missing out on Christ. This book, you cannot separate this book from Jesus, and you cannot separate Jesus from this book. You cannot have Jesus without this book, and you can't have this book without Jesus. He is in all the Bible. Amen. He is in all the Bible. But second of all, he is. He's in all the Bible, but Christ in all our salvation. John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 John 5, 12, he that hath the Son of hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath life. In Christ is salvation, and Christ is in salvation. And without Jesus Christ, you don't have salvation. There's a lot of people out in this world trying to figure out some other way to get to heaven. But there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. He's in salvation. By the way, it says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. That's about as plain as can be. You have Jesus, you have eternal life. You don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a very simple plan here. That's all it is. People say, well, I'll tell you what, it's just too simple. No. Jesus made it simple so that everybody could believe him, everybody could receive him, and Christ is in salvation, and without Christ, you don't have salvation. Dr. George Truett told about a man who died in a cheap hotel. He'd spent all his money trying to find happiness, and Dr. Truett said when they found his body on the table nearby, there's a sheet of paper with a poem penned, I've searched in vain 1,000 ways, my fears to quell, my hopes to raise, and all I need, the Bible says, is Jesus. You know, you can search, and this old world is out there. And when you go out this week, I'm going to tell you what. There are people out there. They're trying to find happiness and money, but they won't find it there. They're going to find it in Jesus. They're trying to find happiness in some relationship, but they're not going to find it there. They're going to find it in Jesus. There's some people out there, they're trying to add all the worldly pleasures. They're trying an bottle of alcohol. They're trying this beer. They're trying drugs. They're trying all. They're trying to find happiness. But salvation is in Jesus Christ, and that's who they need. Take Jesus to this lost and dying world. Take Jesus to those without him. Take Jesus to that old drunk down the street. Take Jesus to those people. He is in salvation. And salvation is in him. You cannot get away with it. Oh, my soul, people say, well, you got to be baptized. No, it's not Jesus plus baptism. It's Jesus only. It's not Jesus plus communion. It's Jesus only. It's not Jesus plus church membership. It's Jesus only. It's not Jesus plus being good. It's Jesus only. It's not Jesus plus catechism. It's Jesus only. You say, well, there's got to be more to it. No, there's only one way to get to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ. He is in salvation, and there is no other way. Thank God, if you know Jesus today, you know salvation. Amen. Are you saved today? Are you born again? I guarantee you, you got it through Jesus and no other way. Hey, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ in salvation, but also Christ in all of mankind's future. There are people that don't want to talk about Christ. There are people who don't want to discuss Christ. But I've got news for you. Christ is in the future of every human being that's alive. Christ is in every man's future. people who reject him, he's in their future. The people who accept him, he's in their future. Everybody who's ever lived on the earth, everybody who's alive on the earth now, everybody who ever will live on the earth, their future is in Jesus. Jesus is in their future. You know, the thing is that the lost people who refuse Jesus and reject Christ, they will someday, the Bible says, they will stand before him and he will judge them. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is in their future. The lost man will one day stand before Jesus Christ. He's in your future. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 through 15, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire. Boy, I'm going to love that day. Boy, I'm going to love that day when the Lord takes that old rotten, dirty devil and casts him into the lake of fire, bound in chains, never to be loosed again. I've seen him hurt too many people. I've seen him break up homes. I've seen him hurt little children. I've seen him destroy people's lives. I've seen him dash out. Oh, I hate that old buzzer of the devil. As a pastor, I sit there and watch him destroy the lives of people, and I'll love the day when God binds him up and says, in the lake of fire, never to bother us ever again. Oh, my soul, the Bible says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and that death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, my friend, you say, preacher, why is it that we go knock on doors? Why do we run those buses? Because Christ is in every man's future. And if they die without Christ, the day will come when they will stand before God and be cast into eternal damnation in the lake of fire. People who rejected Christ die and go to hell right now, and they're in hell right now. Many years ago, I talked to a young man and a young lady, and she was saved and he wasn't. And I said, would you like to trust Christ? He said, blankety blank blank, I don't want to hear that stuff. Blankety blank blank, I don't believe that Bible. Blankety blank blank, there's no heaven or hell. I said, young man, you better listen to me. I said, there is a hell, and if you don't receive Christ as Savior, go to hell. Blankety blank, if I go to hell, I'll party with my friends. Blankety blank, get out of here. I don't want to hear this anymore. And I walked away. Several days later, I got a phone call. I picked up the phone, answered it. Lady on the other end weeping and crying. And I said, ma'am, can I help you? I didn't know who it was. I said, can I help you? She crying. I said, ma'am, please, I want to help you. I'll help you. What is it? She calmed down enough to where she said, you remember you talked to a couple people the other day? Because I'd given them a gospel tract with a phone number to get a hold of me if they wanted to get saved. I said, yes, I remember. She said, and my boyfriend didn't want to hear it. I said, yes, ma'am, I remember. She said, last night we were driving down the road, and we were going through an intersection, and somebody ran a red light and hit the back of our car and spun the car. And as it spun, my boyfriend was thrown out of the car on his back on the pavement and slid down the pavement there laying on the road. She said, I wasn't hurt. I got out. I went over by him, and I said, are you okay? She said, he was bloody. He was beat up. And she said, he opened his eyes, and they were wild. And he started saying, that preacher was right. I'm burning. Help me. I'm burning. I'm burning. She said, the last thing he said. I'm here to tell you today that hell is real. Hell is a real place where people without Jesus Christ will spend eternity without Jesus Christ, and they will burn forever and ever, and hell is real. You say, why do you tell people? Because hell is real, that's why. Those people who have died without Christ are in hell. Someday the Bible says that they will be, that hell, death and hell will cast up the dead that are in them. I can imagine somebody who's been in hell, and all of a sudden the gates of hell start opening up and they start being drawn out, and they see light for the first time, and they're kind of blinded by it, and they start being drawn out of hell, and they go, oh, I'm finally out. I'm done. It's over. I have burned for so long. Oh, I'm finally going to get out. Oh, oh. And they're brought before a great congregation, and they're billions of people standing around, and somebody sitting on a great throne, a great white throne ahead, and trying to adjust his eyes to the light. And
sees the people around there one by one. God calls their name. And he sees as those people are taken by an angel and cast into, thrown, literally thrown into the lake of fire. And his name is called, and he says, he stands before God. He says, oh, please, God, I've hurt so bad. I can't do anymore. Please, I didn't know. So please, my check again. My name's in there. Well, you got to give me another chance. Please, give me another chance. If you give me another chance, he's begging and pleading. And God says, depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you. And they pick that man up, and they throw him into eternity in the lake of fire. Oh, my soul, Jesus Christ is in the future of every lost person in the world today. The day will come where every lost person who rejects Christ will stand before him at the great white throne judgment. That's why we tell people about Jesus Christ. That's why we weep over lost souls. I drive through the town where I pastor, and I drive by the houses, and I weep many times. I personally have knocked on every door in that town twice. I've personally gone to every house, but I weep and say, I wonder if somebody there needs to be saved. I wonder if somebody over there needs to be saved. I wonder if those people have been saved. I wonder if somebody else. And I weep because I know that Christ is in their future, and they will face him either as judge or savior, but they will stand before Christ. Christ in all the Bible. Christ in all salvation. Christ in all of mankind's future. But let me say, if you're saved, it's a wonderful thing that we're going to see Christ someday. Amen. Those of us who are saved, he's in our future too. Amen? He's with us. We're going to see him someday face to face. We're going to see his nail-scarred hands. We're going to be able to look at him and see him. I've often wondered what he looks like. Have you ever wondered that? I've often wondered what he looks like, but I can't wait. Someday he'll be the most beautiful person you've ever seen. He'll have the nail-scarred hands. He'll be there to greet us. We get to heaven. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21, I'm sorry. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Oh, those who are faithful to Christ, they will come when we'll enter his presence. He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, bus worker. Well done, Sunday school worker. Well done, junior church worker. Well done, preacher. Well done, missionary. Well done. Come on in. Man, do I have something great for you. I tell you what. We'll walk in on streets of gold. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be more beautiful than anything we've ever seen. The Bible says in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 7, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, what a wonderful day. Tears will be gone. Nothing that will cause you to weep will ever be in your mind again. None of the hurts of the past will all be gone. Anything that you cried yourself to sleep over at night, it'll all be gone. All the tears are going to be washed away and wiped away from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Can you imagine the day comes when God's people stand before the judgment seat of Christ? And when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it's not like the great white throne judgment. We'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the rewards for our work done here. You say, preacher, I'll tell you what, I've been working, and nobody pays attention. I got news for you. You have a Savior who's watching what you're doing. And he sees every little child you help in Sunday school. He sees every door you knock on in Chicago. He sees every time you get up and you get that cold bus and you go up to Chicago and pick up those kids. He sees the times that you're on your knees praying for the lost. He sees those times where you read your Bible and God moves your heart. He sees those times where people mistreat you and yet you handle it with grace and Christian love. God sees all of that, and he's marking it down, and when you stand before him, he says, here's your eternal reward, and you'll live in heaven. No more sorrow, no more sickness, no more pain, no more hurts, no more tears, to be with our Heavenly Father forever and ever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a day that's going to be when we see Jesus Christ. What a day that's going to be when we walk down the streets of gold. Can you imagine it? I try to imagine it. Oh, I try to imagine walking on streets of gold and the mansions. And by the way, there's something going around where people say it's not really mansions, it's apartments. Now, I got news for you. I'm not interested in going living on top of a bunch of apartments. It's not really mansions, it's apartments. If somebody tells you that, just tell them they're nuts, all right? They're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. If it was not mansions, why would Jesus say it's mansions, all right? It's not a bunch of apartment buildings. I think of apartments, I think of downtown Chicago, and that has no appeal to me forever. Those of you from downtown Chicago, God bless you. You have been delivered. You are in the promised land now. God says we're going to live in a mansion. Isn't that going to be wonderful? By the way, God's going to give us a new body. I don't know how he's going to improve on this one much, but we'll see what happens, brother. It hurts me when you laugh at me like that. It hurts me. Hey, we'll have a new body. We'll never have any tears. There's no more night, no more sorrow, no more death, no more funerals, no more funeral homes, no more hospitals. My soul, what a wonderful day it is. Hey, Christ is in every man's future. Christ is in our future. He'll be either your judge or your savior. That's what he's going to be. Christ. In all the Bible, from the cover to cover, it's all about him. Christ and salvation, when you trust Christ, he is the one that saves you. And there is no other way to heaven, no other way of salvation, but in Jesus Christ, and he's in salvation. Christ is in every man's future. He's in the lost man's future. He's in the Christian man's future. You know, Christ is all in all. Christ in all the Bible, Christ in salvation, Christ in all of mankind's future. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. He is unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, but never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. The leaders cannot ignore him. Herod could not kill him. The Pharisees could not confuse him. The grave could not hold him. Nero could not crush him. Hitler could not silence him. Other religions cannot replace him, and the world cannot explain him away. He is Christ. He is light. He is love. He is longevity. He is Lord. He is goodness. He is kindness. He is gentleness, and he is God. He is holy, he is righteous, he is mighty, he is powerful, and he is pure. He is always right, his word is eternal, his will is unchanging, his mind is on us. He is my redeemer, he is my savior, he is my guide, he is my peace, he is my joy, he is my comfort, he is my Lord, he is my God. Christ in all, Christ all and in all. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. You know that? The Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.